Already reeling from funding cuts, community mental health centers fear they will soon be forced to absorb the cost of critical training and quality assurance programs, programs the state has typically paid for with federal Medicaid funds. Small nonprofits known as consumer-run organizations are also fearful. They're staffed by persons with mental illness who are specially trained to provide peer support. Dancha Marr McDonald works at Morningstar, a CRO in Manhattan.
We can reach people that will not accept support or therapy anywhere else. We can also supplement traditional mental health services.
State officials say federal rules now prohibit spending Medicaid funds on training, so they're promising increased state funding to help CROs continue it. But they also want the money used to gather data to show the extent to which peer counseling works to keep people with mental illness out of the hospital and out of jail. For Heartland Health Monitor, I'm Jim McLean.